releasing the strap. We were born to shine. Welcome to season 3 of Sade Champagne Show, where we dream, where we live the impossible, grind hard radio. Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, tune in at 323-693-3043. Join me with my cast, Veronica Escobel Winters, Christina Renee, Ayakunle Falama, Rick and Melissa Wood, Michelle Morgan, and Ebony and Erica from Tulala One on YouTube. We have celebrity guests, music, entertainment, spirituality, sports, fitness, health, wellness, beauty, hot topics, education, entrepreneurship, and more.
Season 3 of the Sade Champagne Show, Reinhardt Radio.
Good evening, everyone. That was NDRE with video. Welcome to Season 3, Episode 44 of the Sade Champagne Show on Reinhardt Radio. Every episode is available on iTunes. Search the Sade Champagne Show and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. Thanks to everyone for tuning in all around the globe. All episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. Thank you to Travis Miller for creating and producing my show's theme song, and to Scott Swish for mixing it. Thanks to Kata Mafiaso for helping me to create my new radio drop. If this is your first time listening, I'm a professional musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur. I have created, directed, and executive produced almost 300 charitable and inspirational events, including my popular Power of a Dream Tour. I love mentoring, coaching, authentically being myself, and using my platform to encourage, empower, and bring out the gold in others. Tonight is a replay of my Black Girls Rock special. Get ready to be uplifted, empowered, entertained, and inspired. We have motivational messages from some of the influential women who inspire not only me, but hundreds of thousands of people all around the world. In all my 30 years of life, I've never been more confident and proud of my mind, heart, spirit, hair, body, face, skin, and dreams. Even though the media likes to divide and discredit us, I want to unite and encourage us. This episode is not only for Black women and girls, but for all women and girls. Join me with Tiffany Dina Lofton, Carrie Cottett, Erica Arthur, my castmates Ebony and Erica from Tulala One on YouTube, author of This Can Help Someone Sticks, Amber J. Phillips, Camille Lene Al Hassan, Jay Anise, Cherise Christine, Dr. Jael the Great. Me and my artists are always booking new shows and performances. We love traveling, and if you're looking to bring me, Power of a Dream Tour, any of our award-winning, critically acclaimed artists, mentors, or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see my full schedule. Just look under events and you'll see everything there. Lastly, thank you to everyone who is watching and sharing and subscribing to all my new videos. I'm constantly writing new pieces, I'm creating new songs and content and series, and going back into the recording studio this month with my music producers, The Quakes. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out GoFundMe.com/SadeChampagneMusic. That's GoFundMe.com/SadeChampagneMusic. I'm live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, Instagram I am Sade Champagne, hashtag Sade Champagne Show or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everybody who tweets me, you Facebook me, you Instagram me, you email me, you YouTube me. Your support is incredible and amazes me every single week. We are going to kick off this episode with some mini inspirational messages and live spoken word poetry from Erica Arthur, Tiffany Dina Lofton, my castmates Ebony and Erica from Tulala One on YouTube, Cherise Christine, Camille Lene Al Hassan, and Dr. Jael the Great. These women are lighting it up in their careers and communities, impacting hundreds of thousands of lives all around the world through their voices, social media, creativity, entrepreneurship, humanitarianism, and more. These queens are sharing why they are Black girls who rock and what it means to them. Also, they are giving you some vital words of encouragement. At the end of this segment, I will be sharing my story to self-love.
Respect me, ye shall. I'm more than a screenshot or even a back shot. Respect me, ye shall. Don't call me queen and then treat me like a jester. Black girls rock, rockabye, not your baby. I'm more than a hashtag. I am heaven on earth. A gift not to be treasured as though I'm trash, but treasured as though I am the treasure that I am. She treated me the way you treated me. Disrespected me because you gave her the okay. Disrespect me, you will no more. Respect me, ye shall. I am there for you, even when you're not there for you. I am holding you, even when you are not cognizant that you need to be held. Respect me, ye shall. Supporting you, not as a crutch, but as someone who sees your worth, not as a cradle, but as someone who sees your potential. Be clear. I'm in your life for a reason. Respect me, ye shall. Support, encouragement, and focus. Together, the world is ours.
First, y'all, let's be very clear. Acknowledging that Black girls rock is a radical act of resistance. It is to say that despite society's standards, cultural norms, and history of patriotism in this country, that Blackness matters. The gift of my Blackness and how I decide to operate in my skin, how I decide to love my skin and maneuver in society is fire, it's dope, it's on fleek, it's lemonade, it's awesome. Saying that I rock is affirming, and saying it every time as in this many seconds is boosting my morale. When I have been shackled into never feeling like I was enough, like I was never lovable or influential, saying Black girls rocks removes the barriers. I'm a Black girl who rocks because with all of my baggage from where I come from in Los Angeles, California, I still am dedicated to the fight, laughing, and organizing young people, workers, and people of color to fight for a world that will give them all dignity and freedom and justice. In this year alone, Black women have dominated the Olympics. We have carried the White House. We have forced a national paradigm shift to addressing state violence against Black bodies. We have served as directors of movies, artists, dancers, writers, authors, and we've also served in making sure that Black women this year have been state attorneys, teachers, trainers, organizers of the labor movement, and CEOs, hustlers, and mothers of empire. It is an obligation in all of us to find and love the rock inside of ourselves when the country has been built with our rocks. They will never celebrate us. It is our right to proclaim the truth that Black girls have been necessary for every huge political and cultural shift in this country. When you truly learn to love yourself and the legacy of our mothers and our grandmothers who know the real definition of sacrifice, strength, and power, then, and only then, can we understand why Black Girls Rocks is a statement of resistance, positive transformation revolution, both personally and politically. It is not enough to say Black Girls Rock to other Black girls. It's not even enough for us to say it about ourselves. We need to say it and proclaim it to those who are not Black girls. So join me in singing it, tweet about it, tag it. Black Girls Rock. We always have. And we have the magic, and we are definitely real. My name is Tiffany Dina Lofton, and I am a Black girl who rocks.
For us, when we say we're Black girls who rock, it's coming from a place of speaking good things of yourself, over your life, over your circumstances. And in no way is it a diss to other races, and we're most definitely not pushing the inferiority card by saying, oh, we're better than you. It's not that. It's affirmation. As Black women, we need to talk to ourselves and we need to talk ourselves up, especially in a society that doesn't do it enough for us as it is. in a society where if we wear our hair a certain way, we're put into a negative light, or God forbid, we stand up for ourselves, or anything for that matter, we're portrayed as that angry black woman or that loud ghetto chick that needs to be silenced. No. Power lives in the tongue, you know. We have to speak positive affirmations over ourselves, and that's crucial. I mean, I am a woman, I'm a black woman, and I will rock this interview, I will rock this test, and I will rock this vote. By the way, don't forget to vote. But yeah, I just rock. And just to piggyback off of that, black girls who rock are women and girls who are all for helping each other. And I know a lot of times, like, black women, just women in general, are portrayed in a negative light by the media. They're always fighting each other, competing with each other, tearing each other down, like stomping each other while they're already down. And there's just not enough black women to black women encouragement going on. And that's why I want to encourage other black women to build each other up, help each other out. You know, we've said this many times before, and I know we probably sound like broken records, but let's just stop all this competing. Let's just encourage each other, build each other up. Let's be powerful together. And again, we'll say this, we've always said this, but there's room at the top for everybody.
Right. And just to end on that, you know, while we do have to have this we mentality, it's also good to remember that favor sometimes does not have a we mentality. Favor, you know, we all have our own lane. And, you know, sometimes blessings come on certain people and it may not be coming on your life. And you kind of get down and discouraged. And, you know, sometimes social media is kind of like, that pushes that. Like,
yeah.
Erica said one time that social media, what do you say, is like a highlight reel.
Yeah, it is a highlight reel. And you can easily get caught up in looking at other people's highlight reel. And, you know, you start comparing yourself to the other person. And with that breeds jealousy and everything. And it can become really dangerous, you know, to your insides as well, like your emotions and all that. So that's why, you know, like she said, everybody has their own lane.
Everybody has their own season as well. So
exactly.
Your season's coming, you know, sometimes it comes on someone else and you're struggling, or say it comes on you and there's someone else looking at you thinking, oh man, I want to be in her shoes. So just, you know, keep that mindset that your season's coming, you know, just stay focused and, you know, keep rocking.
Yep.
Hey, it's Charisse Christine, and I believe that I am a black girl who rocks because I took the dive into entrepreneurship and just really wanted to pursue my two biggest passions in life, which are beauty and business. So I combine them together to create a career that not only is super fulfilling for me, but just so incredibly meaningful, where I am able to get online and get on the internet to inspire and empower other women through my YouTube channel every single day. And I can honestly say it just really means the world to me that I am able to do that. So I choose to live life on my own terms. I choose to wake up every single morning and embrace who I am as an individual and to love myself and just to be myself unapologetically. And I encourage all of you to do the same, you know, especially in a world full of stereotypes where people are just constantly trying to fit us into a box. It's so, so, so important to stand out and be yourself and to love yourself, because we are who we are and that's okay. We shouldn't have to apologize for it anymore. So wear your hair how you want to wear it, dress how you want, talk any way you please, because at the end of the day, stereotypes do not define us and they never will. All black girls rock in our own different and unique ways, so feel free to embrace your passions and to pursue them and to love your interests and share them with the world, because I truly believe that we're all special and we have something beautiful to share with this world. So don't be afraid to step outside of your comfort zone and live your truth. Our melanin is magical, so always remember that who you are matters.
Hi, everyone. So my name is Camille, and I am talking about why I am a black woman who rocks and what it means to me to be a black woman that rocks. So I am a black woman that rocks because I feel like I help to find the jewels and the gems in other black women and black girls. And just people in general, I feel like being a black woman and being a black girl is specifically something that is unique. We go through things that are so different than other populations, and we need each other in order to get through this life, being a black woman in these black shoes, and being a black girl and having role models of black women to look up to and create community with. And honestly, I feel so connected to black women and black girls because I feel like part of me always craved a relationship that was symbolic and that validated my blackness and validated who I am, that was positive. I think growing up, black women and black girls are pitted against each other. Oh, she has longer hair, or she has lighter skin, or she has too much attitude, or she has too much of this or too much of that. And to be a black woman who rocks and a black woman who is proud of her blackness and a black girl who rocks and is proud of her identities, we have to stop thinking that we're too much of anything or not enough of something else. We have a duty to our ancestors to literally build each other up. And I feel so passionate about building each other up and allowing us to recognize, highlight, and exercise the light within us and within others, and being able to recognize their light and allow them to shine as well. It's important to recognize our truth, own our truth, and be able to magnify each other. And I think that's something that in the black community we do not do enough of. And in order to change that, we have to start somewhere. And that's why it's essential for us to speak about what it means to be a black woman, what it means to be a black girl, and how that varies and how that's different from any other identity or any other population. We go through so much. We wear so many different hats. We carry so much on our backs. We literally are the foundation of so much in our communities, and we have to own the fact that it's okay to not be strong. It's okay to be transparent. It's okay to feel the need for support and love and encouragement. And I think in order to be a black woman who rocks or a black girl who rocks, we have to identify our differences while also celebrating our similarities. That's essential, and also to build a community of support. I feel so passionate about black women and black girls, and I am literally a vessel, and I am here, and I know my purpose is to be here to encourage all of us to do the same. I'm a strong, strong advocate for mentorship and finding folks that you feel comfortable with and that you feel comfortable in being your authentic self with. I feel like I need to extend the offer for black women and black girls to feel okay being your authentic self. Once we develop that internal self-work and of recognizing who we are and being able to share that light, I think that we can do so much and we will have such a stronger impact on not only our communities, but in the greater community and in the world. I am an advocate for all things black womanhood, and black with all things black girls, and just the black community in general. So I'm hoping that I can be a vessel and help inspire others to see the light within themselves and be true to who they are, and create communities of support and love within black communities, specifically with black women and black girls. So thank you so much, and I really appreciate the opportunity to share. And keep being you. Love, 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 and thank you.
I am a black girl that rocks because I have chosen to use my gifts and talents to serve humanity. Like, you know what I mean? We're here to serve. So I believe that's why I rock. I believe I rock because, first of all, God created me. He thought enough of me to create me. And we haven't quite gotten it together the way we think we should. It's working. You're getting there. You know what I mean? So you rock because of that. So, I mean, I think that's a black girl who rocks. A black girl who rocks is a black girl, or any girl who tries, you know, who dares to dream, who has the audacity to dream big, who has the audacity to pursue and to believe that she's worthy.
For those who ask, why do we need black girls rock. Why are people pro-black? I ask you to think of Lil' Kim. All of my life, men have told me I wasn't pretty enough. Even the men I was dating, it's always been men putting me down, just like my dad. That's quote number one from Lil' Kim. I have low self-esteem, and I always have. Guys always cheated on me with women who were European-looking. Being a regular black girl wasn't good enough. Quote number two from Lil' Kim. From the moment we are born, the world and everything in it communicates to us that we are not good enough, that we lack what we need for life. When I was growing up, I was teased and bullied about everything you could imagine and called all kinds of malicious names. I wanted to look like girls who looked the exact opposite of me. For many years of my life, I was told that I was pretty for a black girl or pretty for a dark-skinned girl, that I talked and acted like a white girl because I was smart, liked to read, spoke proper, and smiled a lot. I started puberty very early and got into fitness around eighth grade. I could do more push-ups and sit-ups and ran faster than every girl I knew. As I got stronger in high school and after high school, some insecure guys would tell me that they didn't like it when girls were too strong and too muscular. I wore my hair natural from 8th to 12th grade before it was popular, and it was one of the greatest experiences of my life. Even though all races of women are scrutinized, many black women have always felt like second-class citizens in society and the media, labeled and objectified the most. I know that this stems from slavery. We were not born this way. And we, as black people, have continued to perpetuate these negative stereotypes and wounds. Over the years, God has brought so much healing and joy to my heart through his encouragement and belief in me. I now believe in myself. Through God's love for me, I now love myself. Through God's love for me, I now love myself. I now love others. I am not what I have been through or the pain of my childhood. Other people's opinions do not define me. You are not a project or car that needs to be fixed or altered. Even your imperfections are beautiful. God created all of us in his perfect image, or his perfect divine image, and he is happy with what he made. God is not trying to fix you. I love my chocolate skin. I love my nose, my eyes, my lips, the shape of my face. I love my curves, my muscles, and even my stretch marks. I love my hair in all seasons and all styles. I love my voice. My singing and speaking voice are full of power and empowerment. I love my mind. I love my brain and my heart. I love my soul and my spirit. I love my strength. I am honored to be a positive role model and healthy body image activist for women and girls. I deeply value my platform and influence. I am so glad to spend the rest of my life sharing all that I have received, encouraging, supporting, and empowering not only black women, but all women and girls, even if it's only one person at a time, because one person has the value of God. Please, please, please do not believe the lies that you are not beautiful or good enough. If you could only see what God and I see, you would stand so tall. You would accept the fact that you are a queen made out of glory for glory. You would stop hating yourself and other women. You would drop all that heavy baggage that's been holding you down. Lil' Kim, I love you. I am praying for you. I am here for you. You are not alone. You will always be beautiful to God and to me. Our next song of the night is Mary J. Blige featuring Busta Rhymes with Worth That. Keep listening to episode 44 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio.
Your life. I'm just pumped up, be myself. Yeah, yeah. Don't be yourself. My woman's chest is smaller, but I ain't knocking in silicone. Some chicks go off the deep end, so nothing can save you for not loving yourself and appreciating what God gave you. Getting lost, walking around, fronting like they a star. Take time and research and try to figure out who you are. And once that gets done, it'll manifest on the surface. Only then you can love yourself and anything you got to work with.
Are you looking for a dynamic musical artist, performer, host, or inspirational speaker for your next event? What about a mentor, vocal instructor, or workshop leader for your school, company, or seminar? Contact Sade Champagne for countless professional services that are sure to fit your particular need. She is an in-demand, award-winning, and critically acclaimed musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur who is invited all around the world. She is known for having a powerful voice, turning ideas into action, creating, directing, and executive producing popular charitable and inspirational events, and bringing out the gold in others. Her services are for all ages, backgrounds, and environments. Contact Sade Champagne at SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com. That's SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com to book her for your next event or project.
Hi everyone, it's Sade Champagne here, and I hope you have already gotten your tickets to the Walls Group Latitude Tour. I had the pleasure of getting an exclusive behind-the-scenes interview with the Walls Group on their Latitude Tour in Los Angeles, and we were able to have them on our Season 3 premiere of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. This phenomenal tour is absolutely amazing. I have attended many concerts in my life, including Prince's Musicology Tour back in 2004, and the Walls Group Latitude Tour is definitely in my top three tours of all time. These Grammy-nominated nominated Billboard charting gospel artists are signed to Kirk Franklin's Foe Yo Soul Recordings in association with RCA Records and releasing their newest studio album this year. They have hundreds and thousands of fans around the world with their videos garnering millions of views. You can go to thewallsgroup.org/tour. Once again, that's thewallsgroup.org/tour to get your tickets to this concert. And also, if you want to book them and bring them to a city or event near you, email book@thewallsgroup.org. That's book@thewallsgroup.org. They're coming to Georgia, St. Louis, Louisiana, Virginia, Texas, Orlando, Miami, South Carolina, Tennessee, Washington, D.C., Michigan, Minnesota, and more. Make sure you go to thewallsgroup.org/tour. They have been Sade Champagne approved.
Hi, you're tuned in to Grind Hard Radio. This is Ayokunle Falomo from the Sharing Your Story segment on the Sade Champagne Show. Keep listening.
You're listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. This is a replay of our Black Girls Rock special. Right now we have some more mini inspirational messages and live spoken word poetry from Erica Arthur, Amber J. Phillips, Carrie Cottett, Jay Anise, and author of This Can Help Someone, Styx. These women are lighting it up in their careers and communities, impacting hundreds of thousands of lives all around the world through their voices, social media, creativity, entrepreneurship, and more. These queens are sharing why they are Black girls who rock and what it means to them. Also, they are giving you some vital words of encouragement. At the end of this segment, I will be sharing an original spoken word poem of mine titled, Not Your Type, In My Skin.
Hey, Styx here, happy to be on this show. This is such an amazing opportunity, and just really thankful to be asked to do this. Given who I am, I feel it's only right that I start off by saying, this can help someone. I am a Black girl who rocks, and what that means to me is that I'm comfortable with who I am. I believe that exactly how I am, every nook and cranny in me, every weird varicose vein, every acne bump that I have, because I do struggle with acne, like, who cares? Like, I rock because everything about me makes me, and I love it. I love it. I don't set out to be perfect. I don't set out to look like people on the magazines, because I know that's unrealistic. I don't set out to just seeking status, you know, it's not about that. And what it means for other Black girls to rock is this: to know that you are beautiful, to know that, you know, your bank account doesn't determine your worth, the amount of followers you have doesn't determine your worth, how many people are following you on Snapchat doesn't determine your worth, how many likes you get on Instagram, how many people share your posts on Facebook, it doesn't determine your worth, because at the end of the day, you rock, and you gotta know that for yourself. I can tell you all day. I can post about it all day. I can write statuses about it all day saying, hey, you rock. But until you look yourself in the mirror and say to yourself, you know what? I do rock. You know what? I am beautiful. You know, I don't care about the lies people told me. I don't care the lies what guys told me. I don't care the lies what teachers told me. I don't care about the lies that whoever told you. For you to be able to look at yourself and say, despite of all of the lies that was told to me, despite of the statistics that are lined up against me, I still rock. You know, no matter what situation you were born into, you know, you're not going to have a pity party. You're going to pick yourself up and say, hey, I can make the most out of it. My past doesn't determine where I'm going. You know, that's a Black girl who rocks, where you're not, you know, looking down on yourself, or you're not looking down on others to bring yourself up. That ain't cool. So yes, I am a Black girl that rocks, and I'm a Black girl that rocks because I'm determined to let everyone know that, hey, you rock too. Yes, Black girl, white girl, Asian, like, I don't care what you are. You need to know that you are beautiful, that you matter, that you are born for greatness, that there's special things about you. Do you know how many people never hear the words, you are special? Well, I'm Styx here, and I'm here to say, hey, you are special, and guess what, Black girl? You rock. We rock. Let's go. Styx here. And this can help someone. This will help someone.
I am a Black girl who rocks, not only on the mic, but a Black girl that rocks in everyday life. From the tight coils in my hair that shine to the melanin in my skin. Self-love runs deep within. I'm proud of my reflection. When I look in the mirror, I see life, a gift from above. Confidence, peace, love, excellence. The world will continue to spin on its axis, but knowing who you are is better than any world atlas. You will find your way. You will never be lost. So look in the mirror. Know your truth. You rock, Black girl. I believe in you. This is Janice, and I am a Black girl who rocks.
Hi, my name is Amber J. Phillips, and I'm the Senior Manager of Youth Leadership and Mobilization at Advocates for Youth. Advocates for Youth is an amazing reproductive rights and sexual health organization that really works to make sure that young people across this country and internationally have the information they need to live their best and healthiest sexual lives and have information to do so. I believe that Black girls rock, and what that means to me is really highlighting how Black women in our many different forms, Black women and girls, are folks who are really working to make the best of themselves, our communities, and why I enjoy working with groups like the Young Women of Color Leadership Council at Advocates for Youth, because we really highlight that Black girls rock, and one of the very amazing values of them is that they also make room for not just themselves, but all folks and all women of color to have access to justice and their rights. And I'm very honored to be a Black girl who rocks, and I'm so excited that you're pulling this together to highlight all the amazing Black girls and our contribution to our communities and families and to ourselves, which is the most important. So go Black girls.
My sister, I see you. I see you tired and weary and feeling ignored, but you're not alone. What's that? Oh, you see me too. Yes, we're out here struggling at times and soaring at others, but we're not alone. Empowered by He who sits on the throne, watching and not wondering, we're not alone. Your children, they're growing up so strong, inside and out. It's because of you. I heard He left. Mine did too, but we're not alone, for it is He who sits on the throne and watches, seeing all. You're strong. I'm familiar with your song. It's a song that's too familiar for many of our sisters, but we're not alone, for He who sits on the throne is watching. Empowering. And a story, the story that's being written, oh, I peeked ahead, and it ends in an amazing way. Sister, you're strong, stronger than you think you are. That's just me on the sidelines. No, not side eyes. Sidelines, cheering you on. My sister, you're not just being seen. You're being seen as strong.
Hey, this is Carrie Coddett. I'm a comedian, a writer, an actress, and I also happen to be a Black girl who rocks. When people ask me what is my proudest accomplishment, I always say it's graduating from high school on time, no summer school, 4 years. And they're always like, how could that be? You auditioned for SNL, you're on MTV, you were on Comedy Central. How is high school your greatest feat? And that's because I didn't even know if I was going to make it out alive, y'all. I started high school when I was 12 years old because I got skipped twice. So I was always super young, 2 years younger than everybody else. I got accepted to one of the largest gifted high schools in the city. And I was just overwhelmed by the people, by the choices, by everything. And I didn't go to class. I started cutting. I started fighting. I joined the gang. I became Crip. I got sliced by blood on my face when I was 13. And pretty soon I got kicked out of that gifted school because you can't be in a gifted school acting like you're stupid. So not only did I get kicked out of that school, I got kicked out of the other two schools that I went to after that, because apparently I learned my lesson the first, second, and third time. So by the time I went to my fourth and final high school, it was senior year, and I had only had enough credits to be a sophomore. And I was like, no, I did not get skipped twice to get left back twice. That will not be the Carrie Coddett legacy. So, Miss Guidance Counselor Lady, what I'm going to need you to do is approve all of these credits for me so I can take all of these classes so I can get out on time. And that white guidance counselor lady looked at me and laughed, like a deep, hearty, throaty laugh, threw her head back. I could see her missing back molars. Like, she laughed in my face and was like, no, there's no way you're getting out of here within the next year. You're going to be in here for another 2 to 2.5 years if you're lucky, because you're nothing but a thug and a gangster. Look at you. I know you. I know your type. I've seen your transcript. It's not happening. And I'm like, lady, you, what I wanted to be is like, you don't know me. You know, you don't know my life. You don't know what I'm capable of. You don't know my struggle. And you don't know my mother. Anne Marie does not play that. So my mother went up to the school and said whatever she had to say to get the guidance counselor to approve all the classes for me. So I had a zero period. I took away my lunch and added a class. I added an eighth and ninth period class. I went to night school 4 times a week. I found out they had Saturday school. I was up in Saturday school. There was winter school. I was up in school on winter recess. Do y'all hear me? When everybody was on Christmas break for the little 2-3 weeks, your girl was in class, okay? And you know what I did? I graduated on time in June, no summer school, on time, like I said I would. And it felt so great. It felt so great that I didn't even stop there. I went to college and I graduated at 19 years old because I was like, ooh, let's see if you could get out early. I used a high school hustle, used that for college, and I graduated at 19 with a double bachelor's, cum laude, and a triple minor. Like, who said Black girls don't rock again? I'm sorry, miss. Did you ever doubt me? Like, come on. And that's the beauty in who we are. You can't deny us. You can't tell us who we need to be, where we're going to go. Don't ever let anybody define your destiny. So never let anybody tell you what you can and can't do, how to wear your hair, how to walk, how to talk. No. You're going to be as great as you want to be. Work hard, be determined, be motivated, and remember that somebody is always doing something that somebody else said they could never do. And that's why Black girls rock, because we do this every single day. Slay all day, another day, another slay. My name is Carrie Coddett.
Recall a little ways back, small trying to ball, always been black, and my hair I tried it all, I even went flat, had a gummy curly top and all that crap. Now just trying to be appreciated, nappy headed brothers never had no ladies. Then I hit the barbershop real quick, had them give me little twists and it drove them crazy.
dreadlock. Then I thought about my dog from the block. Kinda understand why the children still in rock. Was it the hair that got me this far? All these girls, these cribs, these cars. I hate to say it, but it seems so flawed. Cause success didn't come till I cut it all off. Little girl with the pressing curl. Age 8, I got a Jerry curl. 13, and I got a relaxer. I was a force of so much laughter. 15, when it all broke off. 18, when I went all natural. February 2002, I went on and did what I had to do. Because it was time to change my life. To become the woman that I had inside. 97 dreadlocks all gone. At the turn of the century, it's time for us to redefine who we be. You can shave it off like a South African beauty. Got it on lock like Bob Marley. You can rock it straight like Oprah Winfrey. If it's not what's on your head, it's what's underneath. And say, hey, I am not my head. I am not your skin. I am not your expectation. No. Wanna harass, cause I got taste. Ain't seen nothing like that in all my days. Man, you gotta change all this fearing. They be judging one another by their appearance. Yes, India, I feel you, girl. Now go ahead, talk to the rest of the world. Does the way I wear my hair make me a better person? Does the way I wear my hair make me a better friend? Oh, does the way I wear my hair determine my integrity?
Your type in my skin. I finally come to terms with who I am and how I look. I like what I see in the mirror. Every woman longs to be loved, to be appreciated and adored. Pretty sure I had found it in you. You seemed to see right into my soul, so I breathed a sigh of relief because the pressure can take a toll. Your friends, they make their comments.
Look at that girl, she's just your type.
While I'm sitting there, heart sinking. I don't look like any of them. And it hurts. They don't have any idea that I just started to fit in my skin. I consider myself a win, no longer trying to fit in. I'm already good enough. And as much as I love you, I will never again think less of myself or try to be someone else. I wonder if they even see how much their jokes and jabs pierce me. I'll never look like her or her or her. In the past, I would have let insecurity prevail, listening and replaying all the negative thoughts until jealousy led me into a pit of hell. But today, even though their words may sting, today I remember that every part of me is beautiful. She's pretty, but so am I, equally, uniquely, individually. You'll never find another woman like me. I will celebrate my face, my features, my skin, my hair, my body, all of my being. And if I'm not your type, then keep it moving. Our next song of the night is Guapale with Closer. You're listening to episode 44 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio.
Young adult who has a passion for playing sports and who is determined to reach their full potential as an athlete? Hi, my name is Michelle Morgan and I'm a transformational sports coach, speaker, author, and founder of Vida Es Oro. I earned a college basketball scholarship and my purpose is to empower young athletes to reach their full potential in sports and in life. I wrote the book, How Youth Triumph in Sports, Tools That Create a Triumphant Life for Young Athletes to know the valuable tools that makes players great, but most importantly, all those tools that they're learning to carry over to create a triumphant life. My book is available on Amazon.com, or you can also go to my website at VidaEsOro.com. That's www.VidaEsOro.com. You may also reach me at youthsports@vidaesoro.com to find out more information with working with young athletes. This is Michelle Morgan from the Mind Ray Game Tight segment, and you're listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to episode 44 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and sharing my radio show. Next week, our celebrity guest includes my longtime friend, Jackie's Boy, who has sold more than 15 million records and won a Grammy for his production and songwriting. We also have an interview with popular model, content creator, and brand ambassador, my dear friend, Adina Musta. My castmates Rick and Melissa Wood brought a new Living with Fearless Joy segment. Ebony and Erica from Tulala One on YouTube brought a new Harry Situation segment and Charity Spotlight segment. I'll be sharing that one. Thanks to Grindhard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio show. Thanks to Travis Miller for creating and producing my theme song and to Scott Swish for mixing the song. Thanks to Kata Mafiaso for helping me to create our new radio drop. Thanks to my special guests, Dr. Jael the Great, Erica Arthur, Tiffany Dina Lofton, my castmates, Ebony and Erica from Tulala One on YouTube, Charisse Christine, Camille, Lene Al-Hassan, Amber J. Phillips, Carrie Cottett, Jay Anise, and author of This Can Help Someone, Styx. Our final song of the night is Alicia Keys with Back to Life from the Queen of Copway soundtrack. This is one of the most incredible and stellar films I have seen in my entire life. I saw it with my mom recently, and I was in tears, mostly happy ones, for the entire movie. To see how this precious young girl and other kids rose from the slums of Uganda to live their dreams, to learn, to expand their minds, to expand their hearts, really impacted my life, and it reminded me of the power of a dream. And to see through this film, there were so many black superheroes and so many strong black characters, women and men, and families coming together really, really encouraged my soul and my spirit, because we're not used to seeing movies like this in theaters and on a worldwide, you know, scene. It just doesn't happen like that. But I think it's important for people to see these films and have their minds expanded to know that there's so much more than what we see around us, and also that nothing is impossible. And the people in the film are so beautiful inside and out. And I would encourage everyone to go see this. I'm Sade Champagne, and thanks for listening to my radio show. I am forever grateful and thankful for your support. We'll see you next Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time right here on Grind Hard Radio.
I'm just trying to hold on to a dream. Out here lost and nothing's what it seems. I'm just trying to find where I belong. This must be the dark before the dawn.
Releasing the stress, we were born to shine.